I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. In a press release from the village of Ruidoso, because of the significant flooding in the upper canyon along the Rio Ruidoso, the McDaniel Bridge in the upper canyon and Gavilan Canyon Bridge remain closed. All other bridges, though, will open. In the meantime, first responders will continue to make contact with and assist residents and visitors beyond the McDaniel Bridge to get them necessary food and medication. Also, the Village of Ruidoso Community Center is open for any residents or visitors who may have been displaced by the upper canyon flooding. The Republican Party of Lincoln County will have their monthly dinner meeting coming up Monday, July 12th at the Cree Meadows Country Club. The meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. On the agenda will be the critical race theory. What is it and how is it being slipped in the K-12 curriculum here in New Mexico and maybe even in Lincoln County? Carrie Chavez, a member of the Ruidoso School Board and wife of newly appointed Ruidoso Police Chief Lawrence Chavez, will share her personal story on the very liberal political agenda published by some teachers and will be available for questions. George Montes Jr. of Hobbs, the brother of Victor Montes, who's in charge of Toys for Tots for Lincoln County and Mescalero, is suffering from stage 4 lung cancer, and a fundraiser benefit will be held in his honor Saturday at the White House at 1826 Jefferson in Hobbs beginning at 1 p.m. There will be a motorcycle ride through Hobbs beginning at 1:30 p.m. Saturday and a live and 50-50 auction and several other activities to raise funds for George Montes Jr., who's also a retired Hobbs police officer and worked with the youth there in that community. Again, that fundraiser will be Saturday at the White House venue at 1826 North Jefferson in Hobbs. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.